This reflection is based on the Old Testament reading for March 7th, taken from the book of Jeremiah. It is titled, Hard Hearts and Stiff Necks. Jeremiah 7, verses 23 to 28. I like this passage because it has vivid imagery and is easy to identify with. And the psalm today is from Psalm 95. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. God tells Jeremiah about the original covenant he made with the Israelites coming out of Egypt. Listen to my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Obey my commands, and you shall prosper. Even though God had sent many prophets to warn first Israel, then Judah, about their faithlessness to him, he sends Jeremiah as well. The people had many chances to mend their ways, but they always moved away from God. Israel, the northern kingdom, was destroyed first in 922 BCE. The people went into exile or were killed. Either way, Israel was finished as a country, eventually becoming Samaria. Now Judah, the southern kingdom, was in the same position, and Jeremiah tried to warn them, but they didn't want to listen and threw him in jail. In 587 BCE, Judah was destroyed, and Jerusalem as well, and the wealthy or talented were carried away to Babylon as the people in exile. Why the history lesson, you ask? Because that's the way my brain functions. I've always loved history, and usually the Old Testament is what fascinates me. Also, all of our life lessons already exist in the past. In Jeremiah, he also speaks to us, to our world today. I don't have any answers on how to reverse all this. I picture God shaking his head, as he did over Judah and Israel, and saying about us, too, "This is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord, its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech." And God says, "They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts and turned their backs, not their faces toward me." Let's pray that enough of us turn our faces toward God and live in his ways. Your sister in Christ, Kate Sanderson.